Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Jack DeJohnette Trio will be bringing their creative spirits and incredible sounds to the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York on Saturday, August 16th, after completing a month-long tour throughout Europe and the United States. In a career that spans five decades and includes collaborations with some of the most iconic figures in modern jazz, NEA and Grammy Award winner, Jack DeJohnette has established an unchallenged reputation as one of the greatest drummers in the history of the genre. The other members of his trio are saxophonist Ravi Coltrane and Matthew Garrison on electric bass and electronics. The event is being produced by Jazz Stock. That's created by John Menegon and Terry Reuger in the summer of 2011. Jazz Stock is an ongoing jazz concert and workshop series presenting a diverse group of jazz artists who have an individual voice and a desire to share their talents and ideas with us in the Hudson Valley. It is a great pleasure to welcome Jack DeJohnette, as well as Terry Reuger and John Menegon, to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Delight to have you with us. So, Jack, before we get to you, let me talk to Terry and John of how all this came to be.
The Jazz Stock,
yes.
The idea of Jazz Stock. In 2011, we just noticed a real lack of jazz being presented in the Hudson Valley, and we decided we would use our resources and get the best people we could to present concerts and do workshops so the audiences in the Hudson Valley could enjoy the best music around.
Excellent. That seems like a fine and modest goal. So what are the challenges in doing that, do you think?
Getting the people involved in the community to come out and experience the music that we're presenting. And really, it is about community. And as Jack knows, he's lived in Woodstock for many, many years. And it's always a challenge to bring the music to the people. So we feel it's our almost an obligation through, you know, the stuff we present to bring the community together with the presentation of the music.
And people who don't come out don't really know what they're missing, because there's just some great music out there that we're bringing.
So before we talk to Jack, tell us about the great music and why you wanted to bring Jack and his trio to the
Well, Jack DeJohnette is probably the greatest drummer around, and the band he's put together is like amazing. They're top players: Ravi Coltrane, Matthew Garrison. Ravi's the son of John Coltrane. Matthew Garrison's the son of Jimmy Garrison, who was John Coltrane's bass player, and Jack has played with their fathers as well. And I just thought this would be an amazingly exciting thing to bring to the Hudson Valley, a great, great concert, a great opportunity for people to come out and hear the best of the best.
All right. So what's it like to be the best of the best, my friend?
It's great. It's really. I never, you know, I was born and raised in Chicago and listened to jazz a lot. My uncle happened to be a jazz DJ, Roy Wood, and so I had access to all the albums. Anyway, I listened to all these great people and played around Chicago with the best, and actually got my first opportunity to play with John Coltrane in Chicago, sitting in with his famous quartet. And from there, I got more confidence and came to New York, and before I knew it, I was working with all the people that I admired and looked up to, and played to their records in New York City. People like Miles Davis, Jackie McLean, great singers, vocalists like Abby Lincoln and Betty Carter, Miles Davis, and Bill Evans, just to name a few.
There seems to be a balance of just innate talent and also that osmosis of what you learn from those incredible players who are around you. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's like, you know, jazz musicians that are, you know, play fixed compositions, but we're also expected to play, you know, the unexpected, what we don't know.
Right.
And then there is the discovery, not only for the musicians, but also for the listeners who come in to hear something that's played for the first time, won't be played again. You know, it's not repetition. It's always fresh spontaneity.
A spontaneity, that moment will never be replicated again.
Except with the technical aspect of recording.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And that is the excitement, I assume, when you're with these musicians and there's a call and response, and you are communicating with them and ultimately with the audience.
Yeah, it's a lot of deep listening, and also having a positive intention when we play the music. In my case, and also with Ravi and Matthew, it's our intention to inject into the music a positive attitude, a vibration that will somehow help make this world be a better place, if possible.
And do you do that? So explain how that's done, in the sense of, is that through the tempo of the music? Is that through your own attitude and demeanor on stage, or a mixture of all?
It's a combination of all three of those things. But, you know, you're not sitting there thinking about it. You intend it in your presence.
Sure.
And it comes through in the joy and the passion that we have for the music, and that it's not just necessarily entertainment, but it's also like a communion, you know, communion with the audience. The audience is also part of the music also, because, you know, their vibration and their attention also can help raise, raise the level of our creative output.
That's a great point. That is so true. Yeah.
I've always wondered about this, because I'm one of the things that I do when I do an interview is I don't like to speak to the people who I'm interviewing prior to the interview, because I feel that it's taking away from the conversation that we're about to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want people to refer to it and say, you know, as we were talking about before. I want the listeners to know exactly where it is, so we're all on the same page. So I ask you this question: does rehearsal and practice, does that interfere at all, or do you like, I guess what purpose does that have, and does it bring you have any impact on the spontaneity of the performance you're about to give?
No, it's a good question. It's a great question. Well, I think it's all part of the continuity of the music. In other words, when we rehearse, you know, it's loose. I mean, it's, you know, of course, we take breaks. We try ideas. We stop, try things. What if we do this? What if we do that? We play. And things out of the improvisations will sometimes spearhead an idea that says, oh, okay, let's, you know, we use a recorder so we we don't miss our ideas. And we say, well, let's go back to that. And what if we do this? What if we do that? So the combination of spontaneity and composition, you know, creating a composition like a structured composition can happen in the rehearsal. So the rehearsals help us to maybe put together our presentation. But when we go out and perform, you know, we have this sort of roadmap, but we also have like these little detours we can take.
Right.
Extensions off of the compositions.
So not to oversimplify, but it's almost as if you're creating an outline and then you go on stage and fill in the blanks.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is so, Terry, when in bringing in this type of thing, how do you all get involved and ultimately take this further for Jazz Doc and look at it as a whole?
Well, to be able to present someone like Jack DeJohnette, who's part of our community, I mean, it's such an honor to he travels all over the world, and the fact that he is going to be playing in his own community is very, very special. And one of the things I did want to mention is that this is a benefit for Family of Woodstock.
Right.
Jack has always given so much to the community, both Jack and his wife Lydia. And we are doing this to benefit Family. They need a new roof. They need a lot of help right now. And this is, you know, just our first event this year, actually. And in the fall, we have a bunch of house concerts planned. We're thinking that that's a wonderful way for people to come out and hear music, who are really interested in hearing the music, and also get to know us. You know, we have meet and greet time and that sort of thing. And so we plan to do this throughout the fall, and then we'll start planning for next year very shortly, actually. And we're hoping to bring more and more people in all the time by offering workshops to educate people about the history of jazz and about the music they're going to be hearing. And also bring young people in to maybe open for concerts, you know, the younger musicians.
That education is an important component, I would think.
Very much so.
Well, we're all basically educators in a way, you know, and the music is, like I said before, it's part of the community. It brings people together in this positive reinforcement of life. And so jazz is our language that we like to communicate
and,
through.
And Jack inspires so many young players and players of all ages and people of all ages. I was in a store the other day, and I was saying, hey, Jack DeJohnette's playing. And this, you know, 85-year-old man said, Jack DeJohnette, he's the best drummer in the world. And it was so great.
Well, you know, it's really great to have events like this in the Mid-Hudson Valley. I mean, the Mid-Hudson Valley is an incredible area of rich talent, you know, for jazz and art. And, you know, it's still growing.
Yeah. And I would assume for you living here, it's inspiring.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love this area. It's good, just incubator. So fantastic. It's fantastic.
All right. So in the minute we have left, what can people expect on Friday night?
Is it Saturday night?
Saturday. Saturday.
August 16th.
I'm sorry. There
August
you go.
August 16th. This Saturday sets at 8 o'clock.
That whole card you gave me, it was on the front. I apologize. All right. Saturday, August 16th. There you go.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some written compositions, some jazz standards, and spontaneous improvisation on the spot and with a love and a joy and gratitude, actually, for me, playing with Ravi and Matthew. And it's sort of a legacy being carried on, but carried on, you know, by them in their own voices now.
Right.
You know, and so this is it's a family affair. You know, it's a really family affair.
Actually, Matthew Garrison spent his last high school year with the DeJohnettes and graduated from Onteora. So he's kind of coming, you know, home to the area.
Home again.
Yeah.
Jack DeJohnette, Ravi Coltrane, and Matt Garrison, the Jack DeJohnette Trio, performing at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock Saturday night, August 16th, Saturday night. And two sets, right? 8 and 9:30, is that correct?
Right. Right.
One price, two sets.
One price, two sets, and you can find out more by going to BearsvilleTheater.com. BearsvilleTheater.com for more information. And again, it's the Jack DeJohnette Trio playing a Jazz Talk event at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, Saturday, August 16th. Go to BearsvilleTheater.com or JazzTalk.com, JazzTalk.com as well. Jack DeJohnette, Terry Roiger, John Menegon, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.